Geekatorium 27-hour podcast challenge on FUBAR Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 7 minutes past the 12. It's midday. Eli and I have now, a simple 11 hours left. How hard can that be?
It's a doddle.
It's a walk in the park, mate. We've had the fantastic David Schneider, who came in and was pretty much awesome.
Well, I missed that because there wasn't enough room in the fucking room for me, was there?
You could have been in here, but no, your little thing is, I'm a little burnt rabbit, I'm going to go away and hide under my shrub.
Yeah, that's how I was in the shrubs.
Yeah, you were in the shrubs with your little bramble dick. That's an in-joke. Sorry.
Everyone's enjoying that.
So, what's going to happen is me and Eli now are going to take a little bit of a step back because we can afford to have that luxury. And in a place, we have the fantastic Badge of Friendship folk who are going to rattle on, prattle on and give us a chance to just, you know, chip in with our offensive thoughts. So with any further ado, I'm going to hand over to Claire, who, if you're a FUBAR regular, you'll know her from Spoiler Alert. And right now she's going to regale you with these words.
Oh, hi. I just swung it in my face at the mic.
Yes,
sorry,
exactly.
The mic.
Just your husband is here. I want to make it sure.
And my mother is listening right now.
My mum's been listening to the whole of this show, and I'm like, I'm gonna have a cry wank when I get home.
I want to try and get hashtag cry wank trending on Twitter or something. Like, just at some point today. Anyway, hi, my name is Claire Lim from A Badge of Friendship, also from Spoiler Alert on FUBAR on Thursdays, 2 to 4pm. I'm here with my partner in crime, Paul McCallum. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Claire.
Hi. We drove here together. We live together. We're married.
We run a business together.
And I'm also here with our operations manager / very good friend, Edward Williams.
Hello, don't call me Edward though.
Eddie Williams?
Ed's fine.
I do know Ed's name, I don't know why I'm being difficult.
So formal.
Christ, I realise how much of a radio voice Ed has.
Yes!
I literally can't help but do it.
Or sex or sex worker. I just want to point that out now.
How does Eddie Baby work for you?
Yeah. Ooh. Well, it depends how much money you've got in your credit card.
Oh, Ed, that's kind of like, it's quite a dirty radio voice.
Boom!
Oh, yeah, that's the good stuff.
We often talk about this in the office when Ed's got to pick up the phone and actually speak to people, and Ed's got his back to us and we're pissing ourselves laughing.
Yeah, we actually run the business, but despite the fact that we are trying to be professional, we're at school and Ed's the teacher while he's on the phone, we kind of like laugh and snigger like a pair of idiots, and we actually have to speak to someone that is it proper. We're just laughing at you, Ed.
It's a daily hell, I can't
say. But everybody's got like a phone voice, so Paul, I noticed that Paul always, even if it's like to pay a bill or something, so someone will go answer the phone, hi, can I help you, say in power or whatever, and you'll go, oh yes, yes,
I wonder if you can help me. I always say that. I don't know, I think my mum used to say when I was young and therefore I've kind of picked it up, and I realise that as I get older I'm turning into my mother basically.
Wow. So you're kind
this
of
is a strange
shrinking
situation. Yes, I'm going to be 5 foot tall and neurotic.
Well, you're definitely neurotic, especially about the cleaning. Especially even in the office, we've even got like Dettol wipes.
Well, you weren't in the office the other day. It was myself, Ed and Ellie, and I did actually offer out Dettol wipes for everyone to clean their desks.
Dettol wipes for one and all. We're a really happening music PR company, by the way. Just want to add that in.
Sorry, I'm being quiet. I'm just trying to suss out Twitter.
Oh yeah, no, that's the tiniest iPad in the world. Every time I'm in here for FUBAR, my giant fingers can't cope with the tiniest iPad in the world. I don't like it at all.
You're the man. You're the technical man.
You're the operations manager. You can't use the bloody
Twitter.
iPad.
No, I can work Twitter. I just don't know what to say for this tweet. So I've gone, so, at Aboff take to the airwaves. !
In that radio voice.
Yeah.
See, it's changed. It's changed already. I'm cycling through them.
At one point in the next hour, we might do a radio voice competition. Maybe. Maybe we've been...
I wonder who will win that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's keeping silent. Yeah, he's chuckling to himself.
You don't know what you're talking about, mate.
As he swigs a beer. Oh, or maybe not.
Yeah.
No, I'm allowed to drink on Saturday weekend. It's fine.
It's the weekend, though. Yeah.
I want to talk about, first, the Brit Awards and Madonna's fall. The fall of Madonna. Ooh. It is not a setup. I'm sorry. Everyone, like, people have been saying... Is possibly
what, people, like Ed?
Me.
Yeah, like,
me.
Yeah. I'm going to say, well, people, yeah, I'm just being nice, Ed.
Meh.
Basically,
call me out.
Yeah, you said that she staged the fall. It's absolute bullcrap.
Watch the dancers.
No!
Yeah, but the point is that this is why I disagree with you. The dancers are actually trained to, no matter what happens, they should always keep in character, right?
And they had to go into those positions anyway. It was such a Family Guy fall. She's such an egotist. She wouldn't let herself look that moronic.
Never allow that to
happen.
No,
she fell on her actual arse.
We're talking about it now, though, aren't we?
Yeah.
See, that's all part of the plan. She gets the fall. Otherwise, it's just another throwaway Madonna performance. It's just, you're just going to get the usual tweets. Oh, she looks a bit old. She was wearing a cape. Now, on the front cover of every newspaper. I can't prove that. I haven't read a newspaper in the last 2 days. I'm assuming it was on the front cover of some of them.
She looks a bit old. She was wearing a cape.
One of them has their back to her. One of them has their back to her. Just land.
Nah. I think the only people that have actually really genuinely chatted about this or actually stated what you're saying is are people like the Daily Star.
I think we're going to get Lizzie Cundy in a second.
Are we?
And we can ask Lizzie as well, because I want to get an outside opinion on this as well.
Yeah.
Here she comes now.
We're a bit kind of ingrained in our feelings about this. So.
We've had this conversation about a gazillion times now. So Lizzie's just walked into the studio to join us for the Twenty Snare podcast.
Hello, Lizzie.
Hi.
The lovely, lovely Lizzie is a presenter on Foodbar. She presents a show with Mark Dolan.
I do indeed. Every Thursday. I'm missing him, actually, but I've got you, lovely lot.
Yes, you've got two beards.
I know, I've got beards. You've actually shaved yours today for me, so you look great.
Actually, mine's invisible.
It was magnificent.
It really was. It's actually bigger than theirs combined. It's just invisible.
It's a deal breaker. I've always said to Clara, if you get rid of your beard, then I'm going to divorce you.
Totally.
It tickles your thighs. Yeah, exactly.
We were talking about Madonna and the fall of Madonna. Do you think it was staged?
No way is that staged. She is. You know what? I've actually met Madonna once, and she hates to have the mick taken out of her because she. This is a little showbiz story for you. I was in Chiltern Firehouse. She was actually eating chips, would you believe? With mayonnaise, and it was all round her mouth.
Ooh.
And as we walked past, oh my God, it's Madonna. And the people she was with, because she's Madonna, didn't want to say, you got mayonnaise all over your mouth. So I said, hello, I'm a huge fan. I loved you, grew up with you. Probably that was the wrong thing to say. But I said, I love you. And I said, oh, by the way, you got mayo over your mouth. And she went mad. She went, and I could tell she's one of those, she doesn't want to be made to look a fool ever. She was really highly strung. Wow. So I just think there's no way that was staged.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Because she's such a diva. She wouldn't want to make herself look foolish in any way.
And her whole career has been made out of the fact that everything's been absolutely on point.
Yeah.
So I just do not believe that she would want to be made a fool of in that kind of way.
I agree. You're a real perfectionist.
Plus, it was a pretty bad fall as well.
Yeah,
so.
I heard her go.
I would like to add that this is all spawned from a single Facebook update that I did. Half amusingly alluding to that it was staged.
They have said their sales have gone through the roof since.
Well, so. Oh, it is. Actually got his hands behind his back. And he's looking very smug right now.
As somebody who happens to work in PR, I mean, I'd advise her to take the fall. One of our clients comes up to me and says, I'm doing the Brits, should I fall down the stairs? I'm saying, mate, you do what you have to do.
I reckon if you ran the company, you'd have all the bands doing all sorts of sensationalist bullshit.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
I reckon you'd have them dressed up as weird monkeys and...
Why weird monkeys? Standard monkeys.
I'd do kill yourself. Monkeys. Career monkeys.
Career monkeys.
Your career monkey. Dance.
Did you see her dance afterwards? She looked like she was pulling... She did very strange movements with her legs.
Ooh.
So I think she hurt her leg, because if you watch it afterwards, I really watched it back. Her leg movements are really weird.
Well, she. I think
there might
she.
Be the dance.
I think she said afterwards the next day that she was kind of suffering a little bit of whiplash. So perhaps she was slightly off kilter after
that. Can you suffer from a little bit of whiplash?
I just got a little bit of whiplash.
Other degrees?
To be fair, that's not verbatim, that quote. That's my kind of my version of the events. But yeah, she was saying that the next day she was feeling the effects of it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I just think that it's not something that someone would kind of think, let's take a tumble down a set of stairs in order to get some publicity.
And get throttled.
Absolutely.
Can I just say one thing? Has the backing singer got, the dancer got sacked?
Really?
I mean, he would have been in so much bother,
oh,
I think. Oh,
yes. His career is mud now. I reckon she's ruined him forever.
See that face? The face after the fall. It was like, God. Help, I'm absolutely fucked.
Yeah, I'll never work in this town again.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Your career as a dancer is over.
You are over.
Well, I actually saw a tweet that, like, quite soon after it from Southwest Trains.
Southwest Trains?
And they're so on the nose.
Yeah, straight on. And they actually said, they were like, to whoever the dancer was, the last train from King's Cross
is
such
and
such. And I was like, that was like bang on point. Like,
that's very on point. Well done, Southwest Trains. Yeah, you can do a quick tweet. But you can't turn up to the platforms on time.
No. Controversial. Are we allowed to say that?
I suppose we are. I mean, we're not hosting the podcast, really. No. It's just Paul's going to get into trouble. Geekatorium are the ones that are going to get into trouble. Oh, yeah, Adam, producer Adam's just nodded. Yep.
You're in trouble.
So it's fine. We can say whatever we like. It's all good.
We can say what we like.
It is kind of based in fact. I mean, has anybody ever got a Southwest train that wasn't at least slightly late? I'm aware that some probably are on time.
I reckon.
Do you know, I rarely take a train, but when I do, I forget how much fun it is. I love it.
Really?
See,
yes.
That's because you rarely take a train.
I know, I'm like a kid who's been on the bus for the first time, you know, they're like, wow.
See,
I love it.
I'm
imagining Lizzie
now.
Turning up in like a big fur coat going, whee!
I love it. I walk down, like, ladylike, like it's a catwalk down the aisle. I'm like, hey.
And people are going, what the fuck's wrong with you? She's drunk.
I love a train, but I never go on them.
Lizzie, are you one of these people who smiles on public transport and freaks us all out?
Yes, I do. I'm always smiling. My nickname at school was Smiling, and they think I'm a weirdo on the train.
Oh,
I know, I do smile. I was so happy to be on a train.
There was
and your nickname was Smiler.
Smiler at school, amongst other things.
The first rule of London transport is do not smile.
Yep.
I thought you were going to go Fight Club on us.
Well, yeah, I think that's where you should have an underground version of that, a TFL version of Fight
Club. With just like the fat controller, like battling like other fat controllers.
Hold on, the fat controller's not TFL, Claire.
What was that?
He's from the Isle of Scabies or wherever Thomas the Tank Engine lives.
I'm imagining like a London.
It's the Isle of something. I don't know.
Isle of
Scabies.
I must go there. Sounds so much nicer than Barbados.
sounds itchy.
I'm itching together. Ha ha ha. Sorry, we've only been on air for about 10-15 minutes.
Totally, we're totally lowering the standards.
We've completely lowered the tone.
But did you enjoy the Brits? Did you watch the Brits? Did you think Ant and Dec did okay?
We didn't actually.
I mean, it's probably terrible the fact that we run a business in music, but we did not watch the Brits. I watched, there was little bits and pieces that I watched, but from what I've seen afterwards, there was a lot of people that were complaining about Ant and Dec, but I don't mind Ant and Dec, to be honest with you. I think Ant and Dec are quite good at what they do,
they are national treasures.
Absolutely.
But are they global stars when you've got Kim Kardashian sitting there? Is it right to have Ant and Dec on stage?
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine Kanye is probably thinking, oh, yeah, I want to get into the jungle next year or anything like that. So
It'd be great, though, wouldn't it? Voted straight out.
Absolutely.
I need to stop the press here because I've had an exclusive text from Paul Stepdad David.
Oh, God.
Are you ready? Shall we read out the text? Tell Paul, don't have a go at Madonna. Is that how you spell have, David? Sorry. He cherished the Madonna calendar I bought him for his 14th birthday. The tide has turned.
Paul wasn't having a go at Madonna.
No.
He was actually in our corner, fighting away for it.
Yeah,
just,
I'm not kind of saying that too bad. But and that's Ed's pedantry coming out.
He's all about the Immaculate Collection.
He was making me a cup of tea earlier. He was singing Papa Don't Preach. I don't want to say, but you know the words.
That actually sounds like it probably did happen.
Yeah.
Paul loves to sing song while he's making
it. Although, to be fair, it was Madonna and it was a 14-year-old boy, so I think it's a fair cop that calendar, perhaps.
I thought you said fair something else there.
No.
Was it quite a raunchy calendar? Because she used to always get a... knockers out.
Was it the body of evidence calendar?
Yeah, more so the point, is that the kind of thing that a dad should be buying their 14-year-old son at that point? I'm not entirely sure. That's,
David, it's
some
all
bad
your
parenting
fault.
Going on there, David.
Can we get him on the phone?
David, did you see Paul at all that weekend, or was he just locked in his room doing some serious thinking?
There was a calendar. Yeah. Did you see
thinking
him that
furiously.
Year?
No, I think that he probably would have flicked through quite quickly. Oh, look at October. That's interesting.
August and September stuck together. Wonder why.
Oh,
Sorry.
But yeah, Lizzie, did you watch the Brits at all?
Yes, what did you think?
I did watch the Brits, but I was a bit disappointed, I'll be honest. I mean, look, it was great. You got great stars like Madonna. To get Madonna there, fantastic. And, that made all the front page news. But I did think, to host it, you've got to have someone a bit more global. And we had on me and Mark's show a guy called Steve Sidwell, who won a Grammy, and he said the difference between the Grammys and the Brits, he said it's like nothing else. And I think they've got to make it a bit more glam and a bit more edgy somehow. Ant and Dec are great for the National TV Awards or things like that, but for music, for the Brits, I don't think it's cool enough.
I think especially when you've kind of got absolute stars like Taylor Swift and Kardashian and Kanye West and stuff in the audience, then you do want someone that kind of represents maybe that kind of standard of guest as well.
I know, but who have we got that's a global star that has got the character and the know-how to do it, you see?
The Brits have always had during the past, have chosen some very strange presenters over the years.
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac and Sam Fox. Sam do you Fox. Remember that?
Yes.
Now, Sam's a friend of mine, but I have to say that wasn't her fault, but it wasn't rehearsed.
No, that looked... I remember that when I was a kid. I mean, you watch back when you see it in clips and kind of like these kind of TV programmes and stuff, it looks horrendous. It looks really, really embarrassing.
There's always some odd things that happened on the Brits, weren't there? There's always like quite Michael shambolic. Jackson.
Mm. Jarvis Cocker moment was absolutely amazing. Yeah.
Did he not get arrested for that?
Yeah, yeah, Bob Mortimer. Yeah. Bob Mortimer got him out of the dock. if Bob Mortimer's your representing you, that's a rock and roll night.
Yeah. That is a rock and roll
night. It's always quite shambolic at the Brits, I think. You always kind of think something's going to happen. And then also in the level of... I mean, it's called the Brits, So I do agree that we have to have, maybe someone that's a bit more international that ties it all together. But
Mel and Sue?
Yeah, Mel and Sue.
I love Mel and Sue.
So do I. I think they'd be great for the Brits.
Give them a chance.
give Mel and Sue a chance.
They are genuinely funny.
I like them a lot.
But you need someone that is funny, though, with a bit of humour, but it's also a bit cool. And I just think Ant and Dec aren't... I just associate with TV, the jungle.
But do you not think these... It's very British, though. That's the whole... I guess that's us as a nation. We kind of have that kind of carry-on kind of humour, and it's all a bit kind of daft. And whereas America's, it's sleek with stars, white teeth, and it's all perfect.
Yeah.
Whereas here, it's just it can be a bit of a mess sometimes.
Bit of a joke.
Yeah.
Because when you do the red carpet thing, in America, it's... proper different level kind of thing. Even the presenters look different, and it may not always sort of agree with what they're saying and things, but there is just a level of entertainment there. It's just a bigger place, though.
It's more culturally appropriate for them. Sorry, just stumbling over the word. It's the kind of thing they do, though, isn't it?
And look at the talent we've got. If you look at the British talent we've got, I mean, something in the soil here. We've got immense talent.
Yeah, we do.
We clean up. I mean, we've done so well.
But it's on ITV, and I think when ITV do things like that, because the Brits was on ITV, wasn't it?
Yes.
So, they do always keep their stable sort of in amongst it. So you've got Ant Dec and things like that, and all the presenters, and the way it is kind of feels very ITV. So don't think it could be helped, but something was going to happen this year. And I think as Madonna goes on, because there's a bit of controversy over a bit of artwork or something for an album. I can't remember what it was exactly.
It was, I think it was Martin Luther King.
Yeah, that's it.
And I think she equated his struggle with her. I can't remember. I just remember
something
seeing a picture.
About the struggle of...
She essentially used a picture of Martin Luther King to help sell her album.
But was it not? It was a number of notable.
There were a number of
historical
people.
Figures.
I think it was the MLK one that kind of stuck in people's craw little bit. Mm.
Oh. I think that's why there's been such a furore over the Madonna thing. I don't think it's right to kind of take the piss out of someone because of their age or the fact that they are a female or whatever.
Nope.
But
no.
I think that because it's Madonna and because she takes herself, as you said earlier on, really seriously, I think people have jumped on it.
Yeah.
And that's why people are kind of enjoying the fact that someone who takes herself that seriously kind of fell, so.
I know, she needs a fisherman's friend. She has a very sore throat. But she continued like a trooper, that show business, when you fall.
You get
no,
back up.
No, you've got to get it back up.
Yeah, she'd certainly showed that she was an uber professional.
Consummate professional.
Absolutely.
I'm not surprised Kanye didn't like rush onto the
set. I wish he had.
Yeah, and did something. Just waved his arms like, Kanye! Yeah.
Is he mad? Do you think he's mad?
I think he's...
I just think he cannot control himself. It's like he's got a tick or something. When anyone's on stage, he cannot control his ego. I've got to get up there.
Can't relax. Yeah, totally. Kanye must. It's like, and then he kind of just gets up and he's kind of like, no, I'm fighting for, and then insert equal rights thing here, and then he just kind of says some crap. Like,
Kanye disagrees with the winner of this award.
Why? I don't know.
You can imagine as a kid, don't touch it, and he'd be the one that would have to do it. He's like one of those, but there's something mad about him. His eyes are crazy.
He's a strange man.
Maybe he's just surrounded by yes men all day. I mean, that's gonna mess somebody up.
Yes, Kanye. No problem, Kanye. You want to do that, Kanye? Absolutely, Kanye.
If you were surrounded, I'm going to ask this to each of you, if you guys were surrounded by yes people all day long, do you change? How do you think you would change, and what would you do?
I
kind of almost know what Ed's answer is. As he sips a beer.
Well, there are certain things I can't say because I maybe somebody knows listening. But you know, I do a lot more. If somebody told me that everything I did was a good idea, I'd get into so much more trouble than I currently do.
So I think I'd be the same. I'm really boring. Would you be the same, Paul?
Yeah, well, I think so. I don't really have a kind of outrageous ego, so I wouldn't say that I'm going to start kind of. In fact, I'd want to pay people to kind of abuse me slightly.
That sounds so much worse than yes.
I want to pay people to abuse me, yeah.
I know people who can sort that out for you.
I think it's good to have banter and people tell you you're not right. Yeah. I love it when people give me stick.
Yeah.
I grew up with it and I married a footballer, and in the football world there's always loads of banter. I have to mention Chelsea playing Tottenham final tomorrow. Oh. If any football fans, very excited. Right. But there's banter, you've got to have it, and you've got to have people tell you when you're wrong or if you look rubbish.
Well, I can imagine, especially in that position, you must have heard some of the most ridiculous comments over the years, especially because it's Jason.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Well, you know, it's difficult because you'd sit at a football match, you'd be watching your husband playing, and the next person next to you'd be going, he's a donkey. What a donkey. You know, all the names, far worse than that. But, you know, you have to get used to the banter, and quite enjoyed it because you think, actually, you've got to laugh. You can't laugh at yourself.
It makes you hardy, I would imagine, after a while, where it just lets water off a duck's back,
exactly.
Which is not a bad thing either.
It's not a bad thing. I mean, just go on Daily Mail Online. If I have a red carpet event and then the comments on what I'm wearing are outrageous, and my boys, they're crying with laughter, going, Mum, look at what this one's called, you. And you have to.
Do you just switch off after and go,
I don't. I actually don't take it to heart. I think it was just that because I've had years of hearing all sort of people singing songs at me and banter at football matches. I don't know, I just wash it off. It doesn't affect me. Though I do know a lot of celebrities where they really get upset.
I can imagine.
I won't say a few names, but Brett get very, you know, will call in and say that's, you know, I take that off. And
I think there's points where it can cross the line. Mm-hmm. However, I think when you kind of get into that environment, then it comes with the territory to a certain degree. As long as it doesn't get personal.
Yeah, I don't mind if it's me, but if it's my boys or my friends, I get more offended. But with me, I quite enjoy it. I think I'm a bit like Kanye West. I think
abuse me.
I enjoy it.
I think if people just said yes to me all day, I would just buy more clothes. I just have more stuff. I want to buy that.
Oh, you want to buy
£500 coat? Yes, Claire. Cool. That's fine. Okay, so I'm going to buy 10 of those and soup up my car and go on holiday and not work, and I just end up just living a very luxurious life and be very poor.
So you'd go shopping.
And poor.
Yeah. And, and ladies and gentlemen, that's a little insight into our life.
It's not the bloody 1950s.
What?
Yeah. Such a husbandy thing to say.
I would like to confirm that Claire is always out shopping, which is why they had to hire me as the operations manager.
Right. Best dressed woman in FUBAR.
Oh, thank you.
Not
today. So
I'm loving her stuff. Well, interesting point. We're talking about this because we had this. I said Steve Sidwell, who's the musical director. He did Carole King musical. Works with Elton John, you know, Shirley Bassey, all these greats. Who was in our show with Mark Dolan, and he said he was working with Paul McCartney. Now everyone wouldn't say anything but yes to Paul McCartney,
I can imagine.
And he was saying, I'm going to do this on this track. And Steve said, I knew this was wrong. And I said, don't do that, Paul. That's a wrong thing. And he said, everyone in the room, about 20 people, turned on their heels, stared at me as if to go, oh, my God. Wow. You're saying to Paul McCartney not to do that on a track, and that's wrong.
Did McCartney take it OK?
Paul looked at him and went, hey, mate, you've got a point. Thank you for that.
Wow.
Ooh. And he said, he had about 5 seconds of, oh, no.
Where everyone's sweating in the room collectively tightened.
No, but no one ever said, you know, no. To Paul McCartney.
That's weird.
I think it must just be such a sad existence for people like Paul McCartney, because you work so hard to get where you are. Because I'm a Beatles fan. I don't particularly like Paul McCartney's good stuff, but I think good stuff, no. Solo stuff. I don't like his solo stuff.
Did you not like Wings? Was it Wings?
I like Band on the Run, but I kind of draw the line under that. But it just must be so sad going through your life and not having anybody say to you, actually, what you're doing there is a little bit rubbish.
Yeah, and he may just
how do you grow?
Yeah, exactly. And like Lizzie
said,
would
have been one of the Beatles, but you say that,
exactly.
Actually, mate, that's wrong. That's no good.
I think you have to have that in order to.
No, absolutely. You go nuts, or you just
you can't see the wood from the trees. Then
I'd get so paranoid. If I'm answering the question honestly, if I was surrounded by yes people, I would get so paranoid that I was doing everything wrong and people were just going, oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, but let's be honest, you can hear that through his music because he has produced quite a lot of shit. So
except for the rock and roll album he released where he decided to go back to his roots. He got his screaming voice back.
His screaming voice.
Paul McCartney was the best screamer in the Beatles. Oh,
see, really? I was imagining like a Slipnot-esque screamer.
What is a screamer? Can you...
A screamer, when he used to sing, okay.
You're going to have to do an example of a good McCartney screaming voice.
Listen to Helter Skelter. I can't do it. I can do it, but I'm not doing it now.
No,
I'm not going to do it. When I get to the bottom, I go back to the top of the slide. They're basically all over there. Listen to that song. It is a heavy metal scream from start to finish.
Ed's really good at singing.
He's a talent. Yeah.
He is a talent.
Yeah, he is. When we do Sing Star together and it's John Bon Jovi, Ed's all over.
Oh, I love John. Can you do some Bon Jovi for me? They're my favourite band. I'll close my eyes and pretend it's them.
Living on a Prayer?
This Romeo is bleeding, but you can see his blood. It's nothing but some feeling, but without you, I give up. That's all I'm doing.
I lit a candle there. Look,
I'm right. Available for birthdays, exactly. Funerals, and bar mitzvahs.
Book him quick. Folks.
If you've got any suggestions of just hashtag sing for me, Ed.
Yeah, what can Ed sing?
Yeah, what can Ed sing? And you can get it. And if he doesn't know the song, he has the right. He has the right to refuse.
I also have Google. I can learn the song. I'm a professional.
He's a rocker. You're a rocker, aren't you?
Yeah, so
I can tell. You're a bit of a rocker. Yeah.
We'd like some things into people to send some. Songs that Ed should sing into FUBAR Radio at FUBAR Radio. You can also email studio@fubarradio.com, and if you want to donate or call, you can call 0330 223 0200.
Yes, please. And just check like the FUBAR or the Geekatorium timeline for the actual full URL for Red Nose Day. It's my.redneseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. So, I've got, and just before we start the next segment, I got another text, but it's from your mum this time.
Oh,
Paul.
I mean, are these the only people that are actually texting in?
Like, your mum.
My mum and my
sister. Our only listener.
She says, "You're sounding great, Claire. Thanks, Sandra."
What?
Sorry, slightly upset. Neither of my parents have texted me.
Not even your own.
No, sorry, Jo's getting her hair done.
Oh, okay, that's
fine. I told her I was going to be in the radio today. She went, "Oh, good, I'll get my hair done."
No one tuning in.
They're recording it, aren't they?
Everyone listening to us on Twitter.
Thank you.
And tweet in.
Thank you. Yes, please tweet in again if you've got something for Ed to sing, or you just want to tweet and give us some feedback, or you thought the fall of Madonna was or was not staged. We can chat about that. But before we go on, I want to ask everyone, because it's Red Nose Day, comic relief themed, what have you done in the past for comic relief? Because I've not done anything since I was wee. Really, really wee. I was about 11.
I
was about 11, I think, and I organised a day of comic relief events. Mm. I don't know why a freakish 11-year-old would do this. So I organised a raffle, a bake sale, win a Jungle Brothers t-shirt.
That's
it was the 90s. It was the 90s.
I hope you still got it. I don't
know. Somebody won that in the raffle. Oh, yes, and a talent competition as well. I remembered that the other day when I was thinking about this. And I had organised and spent loads of time drawing, because I love drawing. So I drew all the posters and I did all stuff. I got managers together. So I got like little management teams together. I was 11, by the way. And then on the day of the thing, I pulled a sickie because I couldn't be bothered doing it.
No!
That's so terrible. Sums up you.
That is so...
Right. I care of the company. It's okay.
I've got the real story.
Yeah, it's okay. My managers took over. It's fine.
Yeah, basically, you like organising everything, and then when it comes to the crunch, then I'll just let you, I'll leave it to you guys.
Well, this is why I employed you.
Yeah. Listen, Comic Relief, every year they get me to do something outrageous.
And this year? Or what's
I'm
the most
you guys every night drinking? They got me to do, they said, get some footballers' wives together, and just, we've got a little obstacle course for you all to do. We're going to film. It's going to be fun. You're going to have a great time. Drinks after. So I said, oh, it might be quite a fun day out. So we get there, and it is, I mean, to say hardcore, unbelievable. This obstacle course was like climbing like up 24 foot like fences in the mud, down and dirty, wow. Pouring with rain. And we had this special equipment. The guys were like, I'm here if you break a leg or anything happens. We've got there was ambulances waiting for us at the site.
I was like, how? That's quite an epic one.
It was epic. And we got really down. You had to go in the water, your head in the mud. And all the girls had come thinking it's a photo shoot with beautiful makeup and nails done and hair blow dried. I was like, please forgive me, girls. Get a helmet on. I'm sorry. Your head was in the mud.
Oh, man.
That sounds
it was
like
hard.
Fun, though.
Yeah, do you know what? Well, afterwards, when we'd finished it was, we laughed. But at the time, honestly, I thought I was going to die. It was horrific.
So it was a good sign when you have ambulance and...
yeah, St. John's guy was waving at me.
Don't worry, if you break a leg, everyone's going to be fine.
It's all right, but it's for charity, guys.
We did it for Comic Relief. And I always run for them as well. They always do their run. I got David Hay. We had a few of us.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't done anything since, I think I was young as well.
Yeah.
But maybe... since school, and so a very long time ago, and I think I, it's something inane, like I think I wore my my school uniform backwards or
that's
something
what
like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's zany.
So that was about as far as I went for the whole situation. So obviously not put myself through such a tough scenario.
I wish I'd just done that one, put my jacket on the wrong one. I did this morning. I had no sleep.
I think we've garnered from this that Lizzie's definitely the most charitable out of all of us.
Oh, Ed, we haven't asked Ed.
No, sorry, Ed. You got Ed. He may have sung.
All right, okay.
No, I did a sponsored silence at school.
For how long?
An hour, which is...
Wow.
Yeah, an hour.
I couldn't have done that, and to not talk for a whole hour.
At school?
We were Catholic. We were kind of used to being quiet. Read into that what you will.
Hush.
Oh. Controversial.
I talk in my sleep. I can't be silent for an hour. Well done.
Yeah, oh, I talk.
I think that's the toughest one.
You still
sorry, you do
sleep.
Marathons. Don't... No, that's yeah, sponsored exactly, silent
yeah.
is nothing.
You've
you
done
run.
A, yeah, you had ambulances by your side, lady. Honestly, I didn't turn up. Paul wore his stuff backwards and you just kept quiet for an hour.
I just kept quiet.
Ours were really low level.
Yeah.
There was no ambulances involved.
Let's more time.
I think the jacket on the wrong way around was a bit poor.
That's yeah. pretty poor, yeah. I mean, I did my tie backwards and everything.
Oh, well,
okay.
Like,
we'll
the
give whole,
you that.
Did your mum do it for you? Did you do it yourself?
I cannot remember how that worked exactly.
Bless you.
It was such a busy day.
yeah, absolutely. In between wearing my stuff backwards and eating pie, beans and chips, it was a hard one, that one.
Did you have to wear it the whole day?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Backwards.
I'm sure we got in. They were just like, put it on properly.
All right, you probably
got into trouble.
Hold on, the school like, didn't know about it.
No.
So you just woke up one morning and went, you know what? It's Red Nose Day. Everything's going to be backwards.
Absolutely. I don't think I even got donations. I just,
so no
I just,
sponsorship.
Like, you didn't even get donations.
Hey, like, that's what you do. I bought
bless
a red
you.
Nose.
Totally, I've got a red you. Nose. Paul's decided today that this is what we're doing.
Totally.
But no one else is doing it.
But
no.
There are some weird things that people do. I mean, there's
what
a general stuff
at?
It was like, I was looking at, I mean, these usual kind of ones. There was a fundraising website that I looked at.
last night, and they were kind of saying, whether it be like, you know, eat a tin of beans with a toothpick, or do it like a bath of beans, or, but then it kind of went down. It was like coming up with really kind of obvious ones, like a wheelbarrow race, or get your family to do a sponsored run or whatever. And then I hit this one that said oil wrestling. And it said get some people, oil them up, and get them semi-naked and have a wrestle. And this was on a fundraising website, and I was kind of like, that kind doesn't really work in with beans and baths and toothpicks.
You two are going to try that for us later, I hear.
Well, that would be the most hideous sight in the world ever.
Like, I don't know, I'm feeling quite limbo, Paul.
Well, I did see you do the splits last weekend.
Well, but, yeah.
What do you do when I'm not at the office? I'm questioning everything
though. I know, but it's quite worrying. I'm worried for you.
Well, you know, just pop in one day, you'll see it in all its
glory.
Yeah,
you're like having some kind of like strange naked wrestle.
Totally.
Oh, it's not
Claire's complete. Claire's not in today.
Yeah, Claire's not in today. This is our chance. Oh, my back. Oh, my back. Ow. Actually, let's just have a rest.
But I've got to say, those producers that have been up all night.
Crazy.
Come on, guys. Just takes something.
That's amazing. Unbelievable.
I mean, I think this is the first kind of, it's not even a break. They've only been away for about 20 minutes, but this is the first kind of little tiny break that they've had for the last 12 hours or so, isn't it?
They're still pottering away in the corner.
They're beeping away. They can do it.
Yeah, they're still doing their stuff. I can see some rubbing of eyes, actually. Yeah, if I can see some of it. Adam looks quite sprightly.
Good.
He's
they're
been in since 7, though. Like, that's still quite early. Look, he's doing his hair. He's having a laugh.
It's all good.
I think out of all of them, I don't think I could do a sponsored silence. I think that would be the most difficult.
Sponsored silence is anything but be silent.
I talk to myself even sometimes when I'm home.
No, seriously, you guys must be crazy. You run marathons. That is so much harder.
You know you've had a row with someone,
yeah,
and they say, right, I'm going to be moody, I'm not going to talk to them. I still can't do it. I think, really, when I'm upset, and I think, I've got to talk.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Are you the same? Yeah, you too.
Well, we kind of like, I guess we're both kind of like that to a certain degree, but used to be the case, I think, when we're younger, I used to be able to do it more for some reason, where I'd kind of go, fine then, I'm not going to speak for X amount of time, but now I literally cannot bite my tongue. If anything kind of goes awry slightly, I'm just kind of like...
Sometimes you'll follow me around the house and go... I was like,
I'm just going to say this so that we can get
over
this.
And
you
talk yourself into a hole and out of the hole and around the hole. And
argue with myself.
Yeah, you argue with yourself.
You argue with yourself. Oh, first sound of madness.
Yeah, totally.
We're back to Kanye.
We are back to Kanye West. I know. So who do you think should do the Brits next year? Do you think... get James Corden back, or
he's in America.
He's in the States.
Well, he's doing well now, isn't he, in America?
Oh, Ed's shoulders have just rise. He's
puffed out his chest. Yeah, I think he wants to go.
I am sure that he is an absolutely lovely guy in person, but oh my god, I cannot stand James Corden on television. And that it's not a personal thing. It's just the whole. I don't know what it is. It's like I've got an instant dislike to him. If he was on the Brit Awards, I would be even less likely to watch it. And I don't watch it already.
I am not keen, I must say.
He's just tweeted him, by the way.
Of course he has. Of course he has. Well, you know, James, I'm sorry. I'm sure you're lovely. I'm sure that you would be great having a pint. It's just that when you're on television sometimes... And this is me. I'm no one. You don't care.
It's kind of like, you know, when you're watching television or films, there's some actors or actresses that you can't watch. Mm-hmm. I have that sometimes with some actors or actresses. I think, you're really decent... And I think you're adequate, your job and everything. You're adequate, your job.
Adequate.
I couldn't do it. I mean, I can. Or like even singers and stuff. That sounds great, whatever. But I can't watch you. I just can't watch.
I have that with Nicolas Cage. I don't know why. I look at him on anything and I can't take him seriously.
I could watch Nicolas Cage doing anything.
You like him? I really like him.
I've seen the Wicker Man remake. I made Joe watch it because it's so bad that it's...
It's so bad, it's horrendous.
It's such horrendous.
There's no reason for it to exist, but it's an amazing film.
I can understand why.
But at
the same time, he's been in some incredible... He's acted so well in some incredible films.
Leaving Las Vegas. Oh, my God.
His hair's always all... It's just everything about him. It's weird. It all makes me laugh.
Rumblefish, yeah.
We could probably do a podcast just about weird hair. Like, Kevin Bacon's got weird hair. Yeah. Nicolas Cage got weird hair. Simon Cowell's also got weird hair.
How does Kevin Bacon have weird hair?
It's bacon hair.
Do you think he's got a certain texture to his hair? Yeah.
I was watching A Few Good Men last night, and right. Kevin Bacon's hair looked absolutely impeccable.
Right, Ed, let me describe it to you.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Ed Bacon? I'm starting to confuse. No. Kevin Bacon's got hair. We were watching Hollow Man last week, and he's got the kind of hair that, you know, when you look at a really good computer game and you think, that is great CGI hair. That's what Kevin Bacon's hair
was.
Was
that
like.
When he was the Hollow Man, though?
Was he invisible at the time that
no,
you made
he wasn't.
This?
That was
the CGI. Because then it was CGI.
This was when he was just, you know, pre Hollow Man, he wasn't invisible. But generally, his hair's got kind of weird texture.
I think so. Yeah. I don't see why nobody else can't
I'm
see
gonna
this.
I'm going to have a real look at his hair.
It's hair clay.
It kind of looks like it doesn't look like real hair. Like,
no, he's using
is it
hair
extensions,
clay.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Well, he must have been well ahead of his time as well, I guess. Then, because people weren't, it wasn't so big at that point. I don't think extensions.
What in the wayward days of the noughties?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Those
back in those days.
Mickey Rourke's got weird hair.
Mickey Rourke's got weird hair as well.
Yes, he does.
Rourke's got weird hair.
And David Lynch has got weird hair.
Yes. David Lynch,
he's got iconic hair. Is it very David Lynch hair?
It's very David
but
Lynch hair.
But I think Mickey, I don't know whether he's got extensions, because he had like a grey bob last time I saw him. It was like a grey...
Mickey Rourke.
He looked like Moira Stewart from Does the News. It was weird. It was like a bob.
Ed actually can't contain himself with laughter. I think it's what you said, he looked like Moira Stewart.
I was like, I can't quite believe it.
I think that's what you said when he went into the salon. Can you give me a Moira, please?
Nothing wrong with Moira Stewart.
So, Kevin Bacon, Cowell, or let's say Lynch. Let's say Cage.
Cowell's got some weird hair.
He has got hair, though. All these people have got hair. So, you know, Cowell's got thickest hair. It's like a toilet brush.
Say the god of hair comes down and he goes, right, I am the god of hair. And you're going to pick from one of these hairstyles.
Bacon.
So you choose the bacon haircut, and that you have to. It's forever. And it's girl, man, or woman.
You choose
man
or the woman.
Yeah. So you tell. So I might go with
the curl.
No. Get my chest out.
Good chest hair. Hairy hands as well.
Yeah, I feel like he's probably got good boobs as well.
You guys have seen the shots in Barbados. You've seen his boobs. I like his hair. He's got constant middle parting. I'd have his hair.
It's kind of weird though, because it's up. And it's parted at the same time.
I like his hair.
Kind of like, you know that...
I'm going to say I want his hair.
Fighting the cowl corner.
All right, okay.
I'm supporting cowl today.
Lizzie would go for the cat grass hair, i.e. cowl. Because it's kind of like cat grass.
Listen, he's still got full good head of hair.
That's true.
Boys in their 20s are jealous of that hair.
Well...
Do you not think?
That's debatable.
I don't know.
Kind of feeling the urge to take my hat off to prove that I'm not bald.
Keep the hat on.
What would you choose then, Ed?
I'd probably go for the Pitt.
The what?
The Brad Pitt. 90s Brad Pitt.
He
good
wasn't
hair.
An option. No, you can't choose a good option, Ed.
I can't choose a good option.
You can't just choose a golden era hair god.
A shitty option.
So who am I choosing?
So it's between Cage, Cowell or Bacon. Who would you choose?
At what point, Cage?
I'm going to go for Cage.
Cage actually has some pretty cool hairstyles.
Do you know who I don't
like? He should look terrible in Con Air, but he doesn't.
I saw him on the news this morning. Ed Miliband. What an odd hair.
Oh, yeah, he's got... But he generally
looks quite odd as an individual.
He doesn't look comfortable in
his
skin.
He constantly looks uncomfortable, yeah.
It's kind of like if Ham Hock came to life.
Leader.
Sorry, I can't maybe take the piss out of our political leaders, can I, on there? But yeah, Ham Hock... as human head.
Ham hock?
Yeah, like just a giant ham.
Like a boiled ham hock?
Like a boiled ham. That's kind of what I'm imagining.
Not
with
slow
a
cooked.
Hair. Not, no. No, boiled.
Boiled.
Rum ham.
Boiled?
Rum ham.
I'm not sure where. I think you guys have been drinking too much.
We have had two. It's only 10 to 1.
I'm fine. I'm high on water and life. Like they were like out getting the beers like about an hour ago.
You did have some Nurofen earlier on.
I did have some Nurofen. I'm possibly high on...
Just being here. This mug, huh?
That's a lot
it's
of coffee.
It's a big old mug I've got today.
Massive
I know, but it's exciting. It's comic relief. To be here 24 hours is amazing.
Yeah,
it's so good.
Oh, I'm glad that we're glad that we're not doing that. I think I'd go crazy after.
We're
about
doing
five,
stints.
Six.
Yes. Yeah. Just a small section. I could not do 24 hours. I mean, this. I feel we're already starting to. to go slightly stir crazy.
I think it's the air in this room as well. Like, I
it's hot. There's lots of bodies.
Yes.
Yeah, I kind of.
It's musty.
Yeah. Mm. There's a good must. Although Ed said earlier when the door opened, he's like, I'm getting a whiff of cabbage.
Oh, a little really? Bit of cabbage. It smells mostly of boy.
Did you not? I've bought some perfume in. Did it not light in the air?
A little bit.
Okay, you know at university when you know that your parents are coming, and you spray air fresheners around.
Right. Yeah.
That's kind of what this smells like.
Oh, I see.
It's like there's an undercurrent of something bad happened to you.
Oh, yes. Is that
with floral overtones?
Essentially, whether it's sweat or whatever, it's use your imagination. Something has been spilled. A cover-up has happened. Nothing good for the nose has happened yet.
Nothing good for the nose.
I've got a little stuffed nose. I'm good. I smell nice things. I don't know what my
I smell good. I smell good. It's the
my
room I have issue with.
Ed's now backing out of this.
Yeah, they're all over there.
Personally, I smell good. I smell damn good.
Yeah, okay, so for the record, room bad, Ed good.
Oh, yeah.
Right, so you're bringing the good smell.
I am bringing the good. All of these clothes are clean.
I have to differ with that. But anyway, moving on.
What's the rumour with Ed?
Anyway. Yes,
that's so just sheer magnetic musk.
So are you doing anything, guys, for Comic Relief? Anything else than doing this wonderful show?
I don't think so. I think this is our stint. Then we'll obviously donate on the back of this as well.
Yes, we have to read out the donate
let
thing.
People know where they can donate.
Please, if you could tweet Foobar Radio and just, you know, if you're listening in, just generally give us your comments. Or if you want Ed to sing a song, then I might actually suggest something before the air is up.
No, I'm here.
If you want to actually donate, please go to my.redneseday.com/sponsor/geekatorium27podcast. If that's too long for you to remember, follow Foobar Radio, follow the Geekatorium, and you will see it being tweeted and retweeted throughout the day. So please, please donate, because every little bit helps.
It does indeed.
And also, like, it'll kind of like keep these guys going, because I think by the end they're literally going to be like husks.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
They will withered away by the end of this. But what's your you were saying you've done some strange things for Comic Relief. Are you doing anything this year, or is this your?
Usually I'll be running as always. I get my old legs out in the rain and we run. I usually always do that, to be fair, but they ring me up last minute and say if there's something odd and mad or get gunged or something like that, they'll get me in.
Absolutely.
So I'm up for anything. I'm quite a good sport, but I quite like the scarier the better. I look like a real girly girl, but I'm not. I quite like getting down and dirty.
Nice.
Do something fun.
It's dirty brain.
Is that bag of goodies I've just brought in? I see.
Not for you.
Oh, not for me.
This is for this talent.
Thank you very much.
By talent, I mean. Yeah, me.
And the dynamic duo have returned.
How was your brief rest?
You have no idea what a bacon butty does for the soul.
Yeah, you look relatively sprightly since the last time we saw you.
I'm sitting down on a couch.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Well, yeah, but I can see you standing up whilst you're doing this. You know,
I always stand up. It's the only way I can get through it.
Oh, I don't like. I prefer to actually just sit down and anchor myself.
No, but you're a classy lady.
No, I like to stand.
You like to stand. I like to sit, have a cup of tea and a little.
Yeah, like you're having a chat.
I fluctuate
like
between
a
the
chat.
Two.
Relax. Yeah, but you don't relax at any
Ed
point.
Does not relax right now. Look how straight Ed is right now. Yeah.
I am tensing my arms.
He's rigid. It's cool.
I'm relaxed.
I'm cool. I'm hip. Oh yeah. Sorry, I was going to like
Doctor Evil. We know what you were doing.
Doctor Evil mode. Anyway, guys, who have you got next?
Oh, we have got a cornucopia of talent. We've got Stuart Ashens and we've got Angela Barnes coming in, and maybe a few more.
I can't believe we had Gillian Anderson in here today. Amazing.
Did your teenage self actually burst into a thousand tears?
My teenage self came hard.
Were you crying at the time?
I had to sit down when she was here.
Did you know when she was coming?
No.
And so she just appeared and you went,
yeah.
Did she really have it?
It was all very, oh shit, this is happening. You know?
Wow.
It was very.
And what did she say to you?
She was in like, what, 5 minutes tops, and it was all, this is what I did. I shaved the man's back and I poured baked beans on another guy and I did this and now I'm going home to my sick child. And I was, oh, cool. Oh, not about your sick child. That's obviously a bad thing. I'm just saying that, you know, in this case.
And then she bothered you, didn't she, Paul?
She bothered me for my poor enunciation.
Wow.
Because I was doing this...
Well, fast.
Because, you know, most people, professionals, would say, you can donate by going to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/geekatorium27podcast. What I did was... Give your money to rednoseday.com, sponsor, please. Head Geekatorium27 podcast. Yo! And she was like, no, that's not professional.
I must say, my mum has actually texted me about 2 minutes before us saying, can you text me that number? Because that guy is saying it far too fast. There, yeah. I don't know what the
actually,
number is.
Actually, my mum did as well.
I'm all on top of it.
You got the mums against you, haven't you?
My mum texted saying, I'm listening in. What's a cry wank?
And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, dear.
It's all right. I just thought it was a new album by some band.
I feel bad because you said you're going to have a wank and then cry. So it's technically not a cry wank because that would indicate you're doing it at the same time.
And that's enough out of you.
That concludes our I've just lowered the tone completely. I am very, very sorry.
That's what we do.
Thank you very much for listening in.
Yes.
We are a bad friendship. I'm Claire Lim.
I'm Paul McCallum.
I'm Ed Williams.
And the lovely, lovely Lizzie Cundy.
Bye-bye, folks. Keep listening. We've got loads more coming up.
Yes, yes. And please, please follow FUBAR Radio, follow the Geekatorium, and all the links are on there to donate. So, yes, good luck, everyone.
Yeah, and that's the most important thing. Donate. Everyone
has to donate.
Yes, thank you very much, everyone. Cheers. I'm going to pass over the reins to the Geekatorium.
Thank you. You've kept my stool soft, hard, warm.
I'm going before it gets
time to go.
I'm back 2 minutes and I make a gaff already. How you doing, Eli? We're a bit refreshed now. We've got some fresh air. We've
totally,
stretched our legs.
I'm totally refreshed.
Oh, yeah?
No, I'm slurring my words. I'm so tired. It's hard to believe.
When do you want to start drinking?
In about 6 hours. How's that sound to you?
Where's 6 hours? 6 o'clock? Yeah, let's do it.
7 o'clock would be 6 hours from now.
Yes, I stand corrected.
Yes.
See, so yeah, we've just been. If anyone's been going, where did Paul and Eli go?
And we're back.
Let's just say this: if we didn't take a tiny break, we would definitely have gone fucking cuckoo.
Well, I think we have got close a few occasions,
sickeningly close. But
can I just clear something up?
Yes.
About the cry wank.
Well, you've got a minute to do it.
It's technically impossible. For a man to cry and wank.
I like the fact that we've been on the air, 2 seconds and already we've lowered it?
At the same time.
At the same time. So, good.
They could be quite close together, temporally.
Yes. We have 10 hours left to rock it. And we're going to rock it hardcore.
We're going to rock it.
We're going to get out our talent, whack it on the table and rub it till it spits.
Fucking hell.
Good, right, okay, this is not about us. It is, but it's also
about
raising money.
It's about the guests.
Quiet you. It's also about raising money for Comic Relief, and that is what we are doing. So please, if you can donate, please do. Go to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast and donate as much or as little as you can. We won't judge you. Every little helps. And at this point... What? No, I've got to do a link. At this point... enjoy the stonk.
FUBAR Radio presents the Geekatorium 27-Hour Podcast Challenge, raising money for Comic Relief. Donate now by going to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. FUBAR and Geekatorium, doing something stupid for a very good cause.
Good evening.